The Gemara is going in the Brice of Stein Kelchasan Ishlishis Afil Tefach. The first two walls of the Sukkah have to be Kelchasan, they have to be proper walls. The third wall could even be a Tefach. The Gemara asks, in the Banim of Avim Abbas, Isa Tefach Hechem Amidei. Where do you put that Tefach? So, Amir Rav Amidei Keneged HaYotzei. Rav says, Mamidei Keneged HaYotzei. And if Kaner Vasi asked the Rav, Emidenu Keneged Reish Toir, and Shosik Rav. So what does Rav mean Keneged HaYotzei? And what does Rav Kainer Nevasi mean Vemidenu Keneged Reish Tar? It's a Shalom Derishayim. Keneged HaYotzei, Rashi is very clear that it means where the Mechitza ends. Either one. Let's say you have a Mechitza on the south and on the, Barashi's case was on the east and on the north. So either where the Mechitza ends, let's say the eastern Mechitza on the south side, or let's say the northern Mechitza on the west side. You have two mechitzas come in gam, you have two mechitzas like a right angle, and the Keneged HaYotzei is making the beginning of the third mechitza. That's the case of connected to the end of one of these two mechitzas, making a start of a third mechitza. That's Keneged HaYotzei according to Rashi. What does it mean Keneged Reish Tor? If Kaner Vasi's question, the two gesayis in Rashi, it's not 100% clear. The Marshal's Girsa and Pirish is that the Tefach is in the same place, it's in the same corner, but instead of pointing straight, instead of pointing to make the beginning of a third wall going to the fourth side where there's no wall, you make it slanty, you make it ba'alachsain, slanting towards the end of the opposite wall. In other words, if you have the walls, let's say, on the north and the east, and you're putting Keneged HaYotzei, meaning on the east, on the southern corner of the east wall, you point it to the western corner of the north wall, so that way it looks like a triangle, looks like it's being sasim mikol sad. That's what the Mashal learns. And the truth is, there is such a pirish in Rishayim. The Ritva brings this pirish, Rishayim Achayim Pirishu. But the Maran says that the Pshat in Rashi is that, and this is his Girsa in Rashi, that you're putting on the opposite corner. L'mashal, if the walls are east and north, you're putting on the southwest corner. That's where you're putting the Tefach. That it should become like it's closing the whole circle. Taisa is also moved away. Taisa is a kasha. One is say, Asa aviri dahai gisu mavatala. It means it's not connected to anything. The space on both sides. And you see from the Balamar, the Mechamas, the Ritva, and that's how they're all learning up Rashi, like the Maram, not like the Marashal. Just the Baal Maram Mechamis bring a pirish of the Ga'inim that has it the opposite, that Keneged HaYotzei means the opposite corner, not connected to any of the walls on the opposite corner. L'mashal, if there's a wall on the east and the south, it's in the northwestern corner, the one opposite the two walls, and Reish Tor means starting the third wall. In other words, it's just the opposite. Keneged HaYotzei means what Rashi holds Reish Tor means, and Reish Tor means what Rashi holds Keneged HaYotzei means. But La'alacha, it doesn't make such a difference. The Rishayim discuss if Shasik Rav means he was made to them, or does Shasik Rav mean that he didn't care about answering them, he didn't want to answer them because he didn't think it was a good question. Rishayim discuss that. But Lamaisa, Balamar says that he wasn't masking to them, and the Ramban says, no, it could be he was masking to them, but the other Amiram didn't hold their way. In the end, we pass like a Peshuah and Levi that you make a tefach seichek when Mina Parshas begin with Sama Gadefet. So Allah is not negayet. But this is the Pirushim in the Rishayim Lamaisa. Again, Keneged HaYotzei, according to Rashi, means connected to the wall. You have two walls connected to each other, and the tefach connected to make a third wall. Keneged Reish Tor is a Shalom Mefarshim if it means in the same place, just the diagonal, it means in the opposite corner. And you have the Rishayim that say Fakir. Keneged HaYotzei is the opposite corner, and Reish Tor is connected to the walls. Now, Lamaisa, we have Reb Simon B'Shem and B'Shuah and Levi that Eisle Tefach Seichik, Ma'amidai V'Pachis and Gimel Samach Adayv, and Chabach Shesh Samach Adayv and Kalav Adam. That's the Gemara's Lashon. You make a Tefach that's slightly bigger than a Tefach, you make it within three Tefachim of the wall, and Kol Shesh Tefachim Samach Adayv is Kalav Adam, and it's like you have four Tefachim. Rashi says you have four Tefachim. The sukkah is supposed to be seven tefachim, so you have roiv of a deifin. Ritva says, roiv of a deifin, as long as it's more than 3.5, you have roiv of a deifin. So why would you need a tefach seichik? Make a regular tefach, put it within three tefachim, and you have more than 3.5, and that's already Raver 7. So he says the Teretz, you need a Ruba the Minker. You need a Ruba the Minker. But the Ritva says B'Shem Taisis, the Ran says Mamish the same Shtigl, that the Dalat Tvachim is not because of Rav Daif, and the Dalat Tvachim is because a Shiva Makam Chashiv is Dalat Tvachim. Makam Chashiv is always Dalat. We have a Rishus, Shesayachid is Dalat Tvachim, a Pesach is Dalat. Dalat Tvachim is a Shiva Chashivas, and that's why you need the Dalat Tvachim. I want to say over a Shtigl from the Brisk Rav, it's in the Chedushim and Rizalevi on Kiddush HaChedush Yuma and Sukkah. It wasn't printed in the Sefer on the Rambam. But he wanted to know, the Halacha Meshvesina was a Tefach. Where are we getting this Dalat Tvachim, the Dalat Tvachim, the Rav Deifin, or the Dalat Tvachim for the Makam Chashim? Where are we getting that from? It says two Mechitzes and a Tefach. Where's this Dalat Tvachim? Elamai, you're going to say, well, a Tefach means a Tefach within three Tvachim of the wall, meaning basically Dalat Tvachim. So that's not what it means. Tefach means a Tefach, and it means a Rayim. From the Gemara early in the Dalat of the days, this is what he holds as a Rayim. Rabbi Yaakov said, the Yumde Sukkah Tefach. Rabbi Yaakov, the Tanner Rabbi Yaakov over there said that you could put a Tefach, you could make four posts on each corner, a Tefach going in each direction, and that's good enough to be a Sukkah. So, the Yumde Sukkah is a Tefach. The Chum say, no, you need Shnayim Kalachsan or Shlishis Afilu Tefach. When Rabbi Yaakov said, the Yumde Sukkah Tefach, he meant the Tefach. He didn't mean the Dalat, he didn't mean a Tefach, in other words, a Tefach within three Tefachim, and it's really Dalat Tefach. He meant the Tefach. So when the Chachamim say, Shnayim Kilos Lashis of the Tefach, what does it mean a Tefach? So it means a Tefach. Where are we coming from to make a Tefach Seichik and within three Tefachim of the wall? Now the truth is, Tesis, on Amid Beis, by Sichar HaRame Mavli, he says that the Tefach Seichik is a Din D'Rabbanan. So that's not so schwer. The Derais is a Tefach, and the Rabbanan decided to make it a little bit more, to make a fancier Tefach within three Tefachim, to make it like it's four Tefachim. Nish Gefeluch. But I thought the Rambam was Mashma, and then later I saw in the Madura Shafsi Frankel, he brings from Michal Lefkowitz, I looked it up, he said that it was a word that was told to him by Rabbi Shemeya Pechina, he was Rabbi Zalman's son-in-law. Anyway, it's Michal Lefkowitz, in the Sefer Minchas Yehuda, it's an Inyana Malashah, Simon Tezayin. The Rambam is not Mashma's Darabonim. Why? Because the Rambam just never brings down the Ikedin of Tefach. This is the way he brings Tefach. He says, If it has two defanis gemuris, one on the side of the other kamin gam, like a right angle, you make a daifin which has more than a tefach, you put a parsim with samach a daifin. He never says the din, that there's a din of shtei. He should have said, if he holds his derabbanan, he should have said that the din is you need two mechitzes and a tefach, and the rabbanan say that you have to put the tefach in this eifin. Smash, but that's the ikka din of the tefach. So the Brisk Rav says a gaval negavart. The Brisk Rav says there's two dinim in daif nesukah. And it's based on the Ran, which we're going to speak out the Ran soon, that the Ran says that tzuris pesach doesn't work by sukkah. The Ran brings a raya, and we'll see this soon, because since you see that a tzuris of Pesach is necessary for the third tzad, and it only sounds like it only works for the third tzad, and only when you have a tefach, so it sounds like for the other two tzadim it doesn't work. Why not? Tzuris of Pesach works for Shabbos. The teretz of sukkah is different. Sukkah needs mechitzas nikaris, and he says the same thing. Why good asik doesn't work? We had before when you have an amud in a sukkah, gvay yud v'rachav dalid, you don't say good asik because you need mechitzas nikaris. Yeah, even though by Shabbos you do, because sukkah is different. Sukkah needs a daifin gemurah. So, and so the Brisk Rav is saying, so there's two dinim. You need a daifin. A daifin is a hard thing. A daifin is something which is actually physical. Lavud, and just like Ganasik and Tzuris of Pesach, don't make a daifin. I always tainin that it's meduik nalashin defanis. You look in Shabbos and Erevin, you'll never call a mechitza a daifin. Mechitza is a mechitza. The word mechitza means a separation. That's the aside. All he needs is a separation. Alam de shemachitza zos a mechitza. Now, shaking a daifin, it's the same word as a daifin of an animal or a daifin of an actual physical structure. It's not just a mechitza separation. It's a daifin. It's part of the binyan. It's part of the structure. You need the actual structure. So this is the halacha shemisinai. Shtayin kelchasan. How much fanas do you need? How much real hard fanas do you need? Tua kelchasan. The third is a tefach. And that's the din. So the share of the daifin is a tefach, but a daifin doesn't work at Tzuris HaPesach, it doesn't work lavud, it doesn't work ganasik. A daifin has to be a real thing. But all you need for the real thing is the tefach on the third wall. So why do you need a Tefach Seichik and Parchas Megimel in order to be Sasim, like Rashi says, you need Reiv, or you need a Makam Chashiv? That's an Ayadin. That's Eisid Din Daifin. Besides for the Din Daifin, you also need a Stima. I also mean that it should be Sasim, that it should be considered a Mechitza there. But for that love, it helps. So it's called Sasim. And for that, the Gemara is saying a Chiddush, you only need 7 Tvachim of Sasim. 4 Tvachim is also good enough. But Rava is being Meisif, you also need a Tzuris of Pesach. You need 4 Tvachim with Lavad, but you need the rest of an Ayadei Tzuris of Pesach. Against Gemara. But that's all Benegei the Din of Stima. Benegei the Din of Daifin, a Tefer is good enough, Lekuliyama. That's all you need. The Shaila is what makes it Sasim? Is Dal Tvachim alone Sasim? Do you need also a Tzuris of Pesach? Need besides Veneta Tzuris of Pesach? We'll see the different Rishainim, how they learn up Rava. Which Dim is better the Rav if you say, Yizicha need a Tefach. The whole Shaila of the Gemara is, if you need a Tefach Seichik with a Tzuris of Pesach, or do you need a Tefach Seichik or a Tzuris of Pesach, like we'll see. Now, like we said, the Rav sounds like he's once learned that the Tefach Seichik is a Din D'Raisa. We said, Taisus told us the Rabbanan, in the Raisa, you don't need the Tefach Seichik, that's Parchas Megimel Samach L'Deif, and it's a Din D'Rabbanan. We said, the Ramam is B'duyik, it's the Raisa. The Rav is also mashman the Tzuris of Pesach is a Din D'Raisa. I thought the Rosh was mashman that way, because the Rosh says, the Lashon of the Rosh is like this, Alpha Gavlin Yin Shamis V'Kalayim Sagi V'Kanu Mikan V'Kanu Mikan Koldu. A little bit that he says that by Shabbos is good enough to economy kav economy kan kold. You don't need a tzuris of pesach and a tefach. But Rava was gomer mi arbeisav that by Sukkah you also need a tefach. I mean, there's a brayse that says a Sukkah you need a tefach, and Rava was gomer brayse this tefach. I have to make a tzuris of pesach. It sounds like the Ikka Din Tafak and the Tzuris of Pesach is one din. It sounds like the Din D'Raisa. L'maisa, I'm not 100% sure, because the Rosh later in Simon Lam and Dalid says clearly the other way, that when you have a Tzuris of Pesach, that works with the D'Raisa, even if you don't have a Tafak. So I would assume, who would then, if you have a Tafak, it would work with the D'Raisa even without a Tzuris of Pesach? But I'm not 100% sure. I mean, there's a Bach in Simon Tafresh Lama that says Mefurish, that the Tzuris of Pesach that Rav is Matzuch is the Rabbanan. But if you the Rav, it sounds like he wants to say it's a deraisa dikadin. It's two dinim mi deraisa. You need a tefach to be a daifin, a physical wall, but that's a tefach. You also need that it should be called sasim. That's a lamdish esteem. It's also good enough. And in that, Rabbi Shuvah Levi says to be called sasim, it's not going to work unless you put it a tefach seichik pachas migimel samach l'daifin, and that would make a lamdish esteem on raven a wall. And Rav is being meisiv that you need a tzuris of pesach. And now let's go into Rava's three lashanis about Tzuris of Pesach. You have three lashanis in Rava. Rava says, "V'eini niteres ella b'tzuris of Pesach." The second lashan is "V'niteres nami b'tzuris of Pesach." That means you could either have a tefach or a tzuris of Pesach. And the third lashan is a tricha nami tzuris of Pesach. Right? L'chare kapshuta. Before we get to the mefarshim, before we get to the rishanim, it's very shvei to Gemara. What does it mean "V'eini niteres ella b'tzuris of Pesach"? Does it mean you need a tzuris of Pesach plus the tefach? Well, Rava said, that's the third Lashon, the Tzichanami Tzuris of Pesach. Does he mean that you need a Tzuris of Pesach and you don't need a Tefach? So what's Pshat in the Braisa? Shnayim Kochs and Ashish Tafil Tefach. That's the major problem with the Sugya that Rishayim are addressing. So there's two ways to address this problem. There's Rashi's Mahalach and there's Ritva's Mahalach. Rashi's Mahalach is, and Taisus agrees with this Mahalach, that the first Lashon of Rava, the Ein Niteres Ela B'Tzuris of Pesach, means the Tefach itself becomes the Tzuris of Pesach. You take the Tefach, you divide it into two parts, and make that into a Tzuris of Pesach. The Niteres Nami B'Tzuris of Pesach means you can have either one. You can either have a Tefach without a Tzuris of Pesach, or you can have a Tzuris of Pesach without a Tefach. And a Tzrich and Nami Tzuris of Pesach means you need both. You need both the Tefach, and this Tefach has to be together. And a Tzuris of Pesach besides for the Tefach. Not that the Tefach is split apart and turned into a Tzuris of Pesach with half a Tefach on one side, half a Tefach on the other side. No, this Tefach is together and you need a Tzuris of Pesach besides. That's how Rashi learns the three Lashonis. And in the first Lashon, Taisus read Zayis. A Tzuris of Pesach doesn't have to be a Tefach. You just need a Kana Kol Du Mikan, a Kana Kol Du Mikan. So Taisus says, yeah, that's by Shabbos. But by Sukkah, you need Mechitzas Nikares. And that's where the Rav is explaining, because by Sukkah you need the solid Tefach besides for the Lomdisha Tzuris of Pesach. But the Ritva, and the Ran also says this, learns, he says this in the Rif, he learns the whole sugya, not about the tefach. The tefach you need no matter what. All the three lashainas hold, you need a tefach. The three lashainas of ein nitaris ela b'tzuras of pesach, and a nitaris nami b'tzuras of pesach, and a tzricha nami b'tzuras of pesach means the tefach seichich that yamayim et parches migimel. That says the first lashon of Rava says, I don't need a tefach seichich parches migimel, forget. If you have a tzuras of pesach, then you have a steam on the whole wall, and you don't need a tefach seichich parches migimel. And if you have, and if you don't have a tzuras of pesach, it's not going to help you to have a tefach seichich parches migimel. So kind of Rav in the first lashon is arguing on Rav Shuv ben Levi. You need a tefach. They're not discussing the tefach. He's discussing Rav Shuv ben Levi's din of tefach seichich parches migimel tefachim. The first lashon says there's no such thing. You need a tzuras of pesach dafka, not a tefach seichich parches migimel. The second lashon is you can do one of the two. There's two ways you could be seis in the wall. Either you could be seis in the wall al yedei a tefach seichich parches migimel, or you could have a tefach and also have a tzuras of pesach. That's what it means. There is nami b'tzuras of pesach. The nami means either a tefach seichich parches migimel without a tzuras of pesach, or a tefach with a tzuras of pesach. And the third lashon is that you need both. In other words, shikhanim shuras of pesach means you need a tefach seichich parches migimel from the wall and the tzuras of pesach for the rest of the wall. So Rashi's clearly learning that the way. Rashi's learning Rav is bechalna going to b'shul melevi. Rashi's learning Rav is going on the tefach. That the pshat is that either you turn the tefach into a tzuras of pesach, that's the ein nitaris ela b'tzuras of pesach, or you don't either need a tefach or a tzuras of pesach, but then a tzuras of pesach works without a tefach. Right? The Brisk Rav doesn't work that well in this Rashi. Or you need a tefach, and besides for the tefach, which is together, you need it plus that a tzuras of pesach. But none of them are going with the tefach seichik. Later the Gemara says in Rav Kana that he made a tefach seichik and a tzuras of pesach. But that's how Rashi learns the three lashonos. But the Ritva holds, no. That thing you need a tefach, that's clear you need a tefach. You need the whole tefach together. That's clear. Rav is going specifically on Reb Shuv ben Levi. Reb Shuv ben Levi says you need a tefach seichik parches migimel. If the pshat is, that either Rav is arguing, I don't need a tefach seichik parches migimel, I need a tefach. How am I slicing the wall? With the tzuras of pesach. Or I could do one of two eitzes. I could do Reb Shuv ben Levi's eitzes, or I could do a tzuras of pesach. Or I need both those two eitzes together. That stems better with the Brisker Rav than a tefach you need. That's also din daifin. The shayla is another din. There's a din stima. So Reb Shuv ben Levi says, "Misad the din stima, b'saisim the four tvachim al yidei lov and al yidei tefach seichik." And Rav says, either there's no such thing. You have to be b'saisim specifically the whole wall al yidei tzuras pesach, or you can do one of the two. You can be b'saisim and al yidei the tefach seichik with the lov with the four tvachim, or you could ignore that, just have a tefach and make it tzuras pesach. Or you need both to do it. You need the four tvachim with the lavet plus the tzuras of pesach. Now there's a machlekes rishonim when you do the tzuras of pesach according to Rav, and that's what we paskin that you need the tzricha nami tzuras of pesach. To where does the tzuras of pesach have to go? Rashi says, I think pretty clearly, right? Rashi says tefach shishini v'raisa shemat the daif v'shlishis ena matikana sol lo'ezu tefach tzuras of pesach al pnei kol hadaifin kuloi. The tzuras of pesach has to be on the entire wall. And you see from there that it doesn't help to have a tzuras of pesach just to the end of seven tvachim. You need the entire wall. The Ritva is medayik that way in Rashi, but the Ritva brings a tesis that asks the kasha if that's true. So what's the din? Two mechitzas and a tefach? Is that you need a tefach? You need a whole wall. A tzuras of pesach is a wall. So tesis says the tzuras of pesach only goes to the end of the seven tvachim, and the Ritva is also asking to that. And this is all in the Ritva by us. It wasn't in the original print of the Ritva. This is a more recent find. All the blatta here, the Chiddush Ritva and the blatta here, were found fairly recently, in the past 30 or 40 years. The Elei Chayna didn't have it. But Al-Kabanim, that's what the Ritva. But Gais Maimon, your mamma says the same thing. The Gais Maimon is in Hilchos Sukkah, Perek Daled, Ayis Gimel, that he says like this, V'nira, Ne'echadik Ketzuris Epesach Le'Boish, he actually expressed a Kol Deif in Kedepirish Rashi. Clearly, Rashi says it has to be the whole wall. But Rashi Maimi says, I don't think it has to be the whole wall, because the same time that he brings from the Ritva brings from Taisis, it's from the Rashi Maimi. Because if that's true, so who needs a tefach? A tzuras of pesach alone should work. Elanir could appear as Ritva, that you need the Reich of Dalet Fachem with the tefach seichik, and besides that you need another tzuras of pesach just to get it to seven tefachem, mashuk, the extra sukkah. Now, how do you answer Rashi from the kash of the Rishonim that if you need a Turis of Pesach to hold war, so who needs a Tefach? So this we already spoke about the Ran mamish resonates. He says, according to Rashi that says that the Turis of Pesach has to be in the entire wall, and still you need the Chiddush of Tefach, right? So the Turis of Pesach doesn't work, even though it works for Shabbos and Klayim. He says, Shemato Aymekein, Lahai Lishna Kama, the Rav, my Kula Deif and Shlishis. According to this first Lashon, the Rav, you need a Turis of Pesach. Where's the Kula of Deif and Shlishis? I mean, I feel a Tefach. Came with Sheish Mitzvah Sebesach up in the Kula, Yalka Fila Beis Devanis, no matter. You have a Mitzvah Sebesach on the entire wall. So, even with the other two Devanis that you work. Right, that's what he asked, is B'marchav about the Kasha, Elavadai, ain't Mitzvah Sebesach, Matur, Mashem Sheh Deif and Sukkah, Elavadai and Shlishis. Why the Mechmerina Bei Besukkah, Mishabes, Kamai, Kashem Shechmir, Bolin, Amit, Kvay, Yud, Bina, Mechitz, Nikaris. The round that we spoke out, just like by good asik we say it doesn't work, you need mechitz gars, who within Tzuris HaBes doesn't work? And that's what we were masbah, because sukkah is not enough to have a mechitza, you need a daifin. Now I find it interesting, the Mishnah Berurah, in Siman Tafrei Shlaim and Sifkan and Vav, in the Sharetzin, his base, he says you only need the Tzuris HaBes at the end of the seventh Tvachim. And he quotes it from the Levush HaShirat. And he says the Levush holds you need it for the whole wall, but he's bothered. Why? Because we have a Gemara later in the Afya test. Personally, Yitzim Nesukah Nidin Ketzukah. That if you have a sukkah with three walls and the third wall is shorter, you have a longer wall and a shorter wall. The sukkah is kasher till as long as it's opposite the longer wall. You don't have to go opposite the shorter wall. That's it. Then personally, Yitzim Nesukah Nidin Ketzukah. So he's bothered. How could you say like the Levush? If you have a tzuris of passive shivat vacham, should be enough because personally, Yitzim Nesukah Nidin Ketzukah. So I'm very bothered, why you didn't bring Rashi that says, like we said, Lachar Rashi is mamish klar, that you need, it's not only Levush, it's Rashi. Rashi is mamish klar, that you need the Tzuris of Pesach, al-pnei kol ha-mechitzi, says. Al-pnei kol ha-kaiso. That's the Lashon of Rashi. El kadesh v'ayis v'nevi says, Pesach me kol ha-deif and kulay. I guess he must have learned, and it sounds like he's learning the Magen Avraham that way, that Rashi is talking about a sukkah that's only seven tefachim, but it's very much not mashma that way. The Ritva Klor says not the way, but like we said, he didn't have the Ritva, it wasn't printed yet. But the Geis Maimonides seems to say in Rashi that Rashi held not that way. And the Geis Maimonides is arguing on Rashi. So the Rishayim are medayik in Rashi not that way. And it's Kashim of Pesel Yetzeh, L'chari you have to answer it even according to the other tzad. Because if you're not going to say that a Turis of Pesel is different, so again, why did they argue on Rashi? The Ritva brings Taisus, the guy's name, and he also brings the same Kasha. How could you say like Rashi, that you need a Tzuris Pesach on the whole wall, so what's the Chiddush of a Tefach? It should be Kasha, Stamazer, because you have a wall. If you're going to say Pesach Yetzi, you can ask the same Kasha. Even if it's only 7 Tvachim. But what's the Chiddush of Tefach? You have a wall, you have a Tzuris Pesach with 7 Tvachim. So the Chazanish says, that Pesach Yetzi is only when you have a real bona fide Daifin. If all you have is a Tzuris of Pesach, you don't say Pesach Yetzeh. But Tzarechim Ladina, because the Mishnah Berurah is saying that 7 Tvachim is good enough, like the Rishon Lishrad, he brings the Levush and he argues. L'chayim we have Rashi, and the Ran's also mashman that he's maskim to Rashi. The fact that it's Yitachan to say it's the Rashi, we spoke before, Pashas is the Rabbanan, it's a Machalikis Rishonim, how can you be Mekel necessarily? Like the Levush Yisrat and the Chanami, the Ritva holds that way. It brings it from Taisus. The guy's Maimon holds that way, but Rashi and the Ran hold not that way. It's Sarechin Ladina. One more Nakuda about a Mavli, a Sukkah Asi Kamavli. Gemara says, "Am Rav Yehuda, Sukkah Asi Kamavli Kshera, Vayisa Tefach Amida B'Chavurah Sheyirtza." You have a Sukkah where the two walls are not Arivon; they're not like a right angle; they're one opposite each other. It's Kasher. And you put the tefach, you have four kenegeli yetzes, Rashi says. You could put any one in the four places, kenegeli yetzes. But there, Simon of Shem Meshum Levi says, Aisle pas arba. Umamidai, mepachas begim osamach ledeifin. So now, if you have two mechitzes kemin gamet, so the Gemara says, if they are rivan, so then it's good enough to have one tefach, and together love it is four tefachim, that's good enough. Mashain kain, if it's not a rivan, the zu keneged zu. So you don't have the shtei mechitzes mal, you say that's a lashon in the Gemara. So memel of thee, you need that it should be a full seven tvachim. That was a full four solid tvachim together with the three tvachim. That's the Gemara. Now there's a big machlokes Yishenim if you need also a Tzuris of Pesach. The Rambam says you need a Tzuris HaPesach. The Rambam says that Klaim, and the Rosh is Medayik in the Rif. He's Medayik in the Rif. It's B'dadik. That the Rif also holds away. But the Rosh himself holds that you don't need a Tzuris HaPesach, because you have a Pasdal. Pasdal is good enough. The Dvor also holds that way, and the Ran also holds away. But they bring down the Rambam. The Mashmet, you should be Machmet the Ram. The Shulchan Aruch also brings down both. Deis, and his Mashmet, you should be Machmet to have a Tzuris HaPesach. And the Shaila is, what's this din? Right? What's the machloikis between Rav Yehuda that says that it's good enough to have just a tefach, and Ibsim Mishim Shub Levi says you need a pas arbu umashu. So on the price of Stein Kehilchus and Ashlisha Filo Tefach, the Ran says like this. The Ran says the argument, what's called Kehilchusan? Does Kehilchusan just mean the Avidaif and Shleima, or does Kehilchusan also mean the Inyan Ariva? So the Ran is mashman argument and the Raisa de Kamachlaikis. There's a din, Stein Kehilchusan, Ushlisha Safilo Tefach. Zaytu, what's kelchasan? It's a gemara later. Is kelchasan mean dafka like a right angle kamin gam, or kamin mavoi zakeneged zayas and also kelchasan? So it sounds like going to Rav Yehuda is a din shlisha fil tefach here also, and Rav Yehuda holds keneged eitzeh. Do keneged eitzeh. Rav Sim Mishem Mishum Alevi holds if you'd hold that way, so he would make a tefach sechik. He holds his note in tefach b'cholam, because tefach was only said in shtayim kelchasan. You don't have a shtayim kelchasan here. That I think is the mashmoyis of the Ran. So, Kumtais, even if you say that when you have a Rivan, the din of Tefach Seichik is the Rabbanon, like Taisa says in the base, and the din of Tzuris HaPasluch is the Rabbanon, like the Bach says. But by Kamin Mavui, the din of Paz Dalid is not necessarily the Rabbanon, because you don't have Shtayim Kilchasan, so you need a full seven Tvachim by the Mavui Zeh Kenegazeh. But the Sasemis is bothered, if you're going to tell me there's no din Tefach when you have Zeh Kenegazeh, so why does the past dalad work? The past dalad is not even Rumba. And the Lefi Rishayim that say that you do need a Tzuris HaPesach, like we said, the Rambam and the Rif, why would a Tzuris HaPesach work? The Ran says a klal, that in the two walls that you need a wall, Tzuris HaPesach doesn't work. Tzuris HaPesach only works because the wall only needs a tefach, and you have the tefach. So here, if you're going to say there's no din shlisha filo tefach when you have a kamin mavi, you don't have a rivan, so why would a tzuris HaPesach work? See, time is you have to say avadat halacha is a tzuris HaPesach would work. Just like we're saying that shnei mechitzas d'arivan, halacha, midarais is a tefach works, and the holding of tefach seich and holding of tzuris HaPesach is derabanan. That's what he names on. Like Taisa says, the tefach seich is derabanan, like the Bach says, that tzuris HaPesach is derabanan. So who would then you have to say the same thing by shnei mechitzas kamin mavi? Because if you're going to say that there is no din tefach, so why would pass down help? It's vaytenan and mechitzah shleima. And befrat, if you need a tzuris HaPesach, why would a tzuris HaPesach help? It's vaytenan a real mechitzah. Elamai, it must be there is a din of shlish afil tefach, even by zeh keneged zeh. That's the svasem mistayin. Shtar ketayna? Lamai said the lashon Iran is not that way. The lashon Iran is that they're arguing if the din of shtei mechitzah is does Kehilchasan mean that it's a Rivan, or even if it's not a Rivan, it's good enough to be called Kehilchasan? It's Mashma that demand the Omen. It says, Yinu Pas Dal and holds it is no din of Shtayim Kehilchasan Shishim Vil Tefach here, and that's why Gufei holds you need a Pas Dal.